In today's episode, we will talk about the value of having and knowing your niche. That is, a small, focused area of special interest that differentiates your skill set from those of your peers. Essentially, it is what you are known for or what you want to be known for. And this is important because zeroing in on a smaller focus area within a broader field will set you apart and make you stand out from the rest of the crowd when you are looking to grow and scale your career. So let's get into it. Are you a health professional facing a crossroads in your career but feeling unsure of which direction to go in or what next steps to take? Are you tired of working hard and not seeing results in terms of career growth? Do you long to build purpose into your work but feel stuck as you don't have a clear focus, are unsure how to package your value, or are uncertain what professional development opportunities you may need to carve out a new career path? Hi, I'm Dr. Diane, boy mom, immigrant, visionary, and career pivot strategist, and I'm here to help you find career clarity, identify and leverage your value, and clarify the steps you need to take so that you can confidently transition into the next phase of your career, scale your professional impact, and find greater fulfillment. If this is music to your ears, pull up a chair and let's chat. Sometimes we think that as health professionals, we ought to know it all. We feel less than if we are seen not to have a breadth and depth of knowledge and experience across a range of issues in our profession. But did you know that quite the opposite is true? That when you know more in a smaller area rather than a little of everything in a much wider area, that this helps others see you as an expert, even if in a smaller field? I remember when I registered for a PhD, the project concept was initially so broad that even I was not exactly clear on what I would be researching. I recall in those early days when people asked me what my PhD was about, that I would ramble along for a good couple of minutes to hopefully help them and myself make sense of the huge scope of work I was to undertake. I think I felt that the more complicated it sounded, the more important the work seemed to be, until I later realized that contrary to popular belief, keeping things clear, simple, and streamlined would work much more in my favor than a complex mishmash of terminology. I also learned that by simplifying and clarifying my area of research, I had the opportunity to carve out a unique niche for myself professionally, and that's what I hope to help you accomplish through today's episode. But before we get into it, I want to remind you that if you are looking for professional development support or a community of healthcare professionals just like you who are looking to pivot, grow, or scale their careers, then why not join our free Facebook community, Career Growth and Pivot Strategies for Healthcare Professionals, where you will get daily bites of inspiration to help you on your career development journey. So let's get into today's episode. And I'm going to take the example of education. Imagine you're at a dinner party and you meet someone new during the networking session. They ask you what you do and your simple answer is, "I'm in education." Well, while that's fine, it's very broad and vague and doesn't give the listener much insight into what you actually do or what you specialize in. Whereas, if you said something like, "I'm in educational planning," or "I'm a curriculum developer," it's a little more detailed and sounds more intriguing, and it's likely to spark more interesting conversation around your work. Now let's take it a bit further, and let's say you answer, "I'm a curriculum developer for special needs education programs." Doesn't that sound more interesting, important, specialized? It sets you apart from every other curriculum developer. Taking it even another step further would be, "I'm a curriculum developer for special needs education with a focus on visual disability." Now, I've just outlined an example of how to niche down your specific area of expertise to the micro level. And notice that each time you focus on narrowing the area of your work, while it may seem like a smaller piece of the pie, it elevates your level of expertise in the mind of the listener. So here's another example in healthcare. What is your broad field of practice? So let's take the example of nursing, which we'll call the base of the pyramid. That's the primary field within which you've trained. The next question to ask yourself is, what is the next step in my pyramid? So within nursing, what is my focused area of interest or the part that dominates the work you do on a daily basis? So let's say you are a pediatric nurse. Moving on to refining that even further, you will then ask yourself, what do I do more of in my daily practice when it comes to pediatric nursing? And let's say you work in a unit with children with respiratory disease. So we've just outlined three layers in your pyramid of refining your expertise. Now there could potentially be more, and perhaps a final layer in your niche, which may be unique to the context within which you work. So the point I'm making here is that by defining your focused area of practice or expertise, you set yourself apart as someone with more specialized skills and experience in the job market or in the workplace, and you are then seen as a specialist in that field and someone who can contribute to a specialized area of interest. So when someone asks you, given the example I've just cited, what you do, by simply answering, "I'm a nurse," undersells your value. Rather, your answer should be more like, "I'm a pediatric nurse with a special interest in chronic respiratory diseases." And if a similar question was posed by a hiring manager, who do you think they would be more likely to hire? The person who simply answers, "I'm a nurse," or the person who is very clear and explicit on the unique value they have to add or their specialized expertise? So particularly in hiring competitions, you don't help your case by stating the obvious. Your primary profession is evident on your resume. People generally know what field you're working in. But to set yourself apart, you need to zone in on your unique experience or expertise that sets you apart or elevates you as a candidate of preference in a hiring competition. So how can you apply this to your career? If you are not clear on what your niche is or are not sure how to narrow down your area of expertise to set yourself apart in your career development journey, then follow this four-step process. Step number one, take your broad field of training, which would be the base of the pyramid, tier one. Secondly, identify the dominant practice component in your field of training, which would be tier two, or your first layer of specialization. Thirdly, if there is a specific focus area within that dominant practice component that you are interested in or have expertise in, then that would be tier three, or your second layer of specialization. As I indicated earlier, there could be potentially a second tier, tier four, if there's any other narrower focus areas or special interest areas linked to tier three that you want to differentiate yourself against. So I hope this outline helps you to narrow in on the specific value you have to add within healthcare, within your field, and utilize that to set yourself apart when looking to grow, scale, or pivot your career. And if you want to work one-on-one with me to help you to define your niche and refine your focus area in line with your interests, gifts, talents, or callings, then why not book a one-on-one coaching call with me, and I'd be delighted to help you identify and define what is your unique expertise that you have to give to the world. And just as a closing reminder, please hop over to Facebook and join our community, Career Growth and Pivot Strategies for Health Professionals, which will support you in your career goals and inspire you on your professional development journey. And that's a wrap for today. If you found value in today's episode, do share it with a friend who you think may need to hear this. And if this episode inspired you, would you be so kind as to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review for the show? I'd love to hear how our content is helping you on your professional development journey, and your review will also help others discover and benefit from this podcast. Looking forward to hearing more? Then meet me back here again next time for another episode of Life Beyond Clinical Practice. Goodbye.